This is Lydia Johnson, Drumetta 2023 National FFA winner in the Small Animal Production and Care Entrepreneurship and Placement Proficiency Area, Peyton Irick of the Seminole FFA chapter in Oklahoma. And Peyton, tell us a little bit about your project.
I raise Yorkies and Yorkie Poos. I have seven dogs. I have one male. I have one poodle. I raise a non-shedding breed that's hyperallergenic, and they're a very small breed, so they're really versatile in what people can own. Like older people can own them. They can work with kids. They can do all the stuff. They're very versatile dogs.
How did you get into dog breeding to begin with?
I had some surgeries when I was younger, and I needed animals that I could raise because I was going a little bit stir crazy, and I decided to raise dogs that would fit in my weight range. I was only allowed to carry 10 pounds at that time, so I got dogs that were less than 10 pounds, and I fell in love with the breed instantly. They were a really, really sweet breed. They're very, very intelligent and a little bit hyperactive, but not at the same time, and very cuddly. So that's how I decided to choose Yorkies, and I stuck with dogs.
And you mentioned that they're hypoallergenic. What kind of drew you to specifically some of those characteristics that make them really good indoor dogs?
My dad said if I could find a dog that doesn't shed, I could have a dog. And I sure found it. I did all the research I can. I found all the breeds that didn't shed. And so I just kind of went off of the characteristics that I found on the internet. I looked at a million different websites to figure out which ones, temperaments I kind of loved. And I chose Yorkies at that time.
How many did you start with originally, and then walk us through how you scaled up to, what did you say, seven now?
Yes, seven. Well, I started off with one because that's what I could beg my dad to have. And then when he realized that I was making a lot of money off of it and I was using studs from other people, and that was costing me money. So he decided that it would be okay if I were to upscale and to start making things a little bit bigger. So I built a building for my dogs so they got out of the house. And then I started scaling up on dogs as I had the money and as I felt I had the need for them. So first thing I got was a male, of course, and then I started getting more females, and I made sure to stay away from the same genetic lines because we don't want to cross any genetic lines on those dogs.
What does your marketing look like to find customers that are interested in dogs?
Well, taking cute pictures is the number one thing. Everyone wants a cute, fluffy little dog, so we always make sure we give them a nice, pretty bath, blow dry them out so they look all cute and fluffy, and we just post pictures of dogs on our Facebook and our Instagram and our websites just so that people can see our dogs and kind of see the personalities of the dogs. That's how people kind of choose dogs. So we would just market them on those sites, and people would find these dogs and be like, oh, this is the missing piece to my family, and that's what they choose them.
What's the biggest thing that you've learned participating in this project?
I've learned a lot of responsibility. I mean, taking care of someone other than yourself is, it's a hard thing to learn, but it is the best thing to learn. To learn to take care of something and that's bigger than you, that's like smaller than you. Technically it's smaller than me, but they're have a big life. They're very fun dogs, and that was just something I really needed to learn, especially as a young kid, and I use now as I'm in college. I know how to take care of myself, and I know how to take care of others because of that.
How do you see your project growing in the future?
Well, hopefully I'll get more dogs because I love dogs. I would have as many as I possibly can. I'd, of course, once I graduate college, I will start building my program up even more once I have more money, and then I can start just making it as big as I possibly can while still keeping them the same love that I have for them. I like my dogs to be very socialized, so I like to keep a smaller number so that I can still make sure that they're all well socialized.
Where are you at in your educational career, and how has your project prepared you for that next step after high school?
I'm a junior at Oklahoma State University. I'm an agricultural communications student, so I like to talk to people, obviously, and so starting off with these dogs, I talk to a million people. I call people, I text people, I talk in person, I've learned how to market, I know how to kind of just put myself in other people's shoes to talk to them, and I feel like that's really helped me in my education because obviously I'm an ag communicator. I talk to people all the time, and this taught me how to do that.
What advice do you have for someone that's looking to begin breeding dogs or get involved with an SAE to begin with?
Find a mentor. Find someone who's already doing it so they can teach you the tips and tricks that they have. I would have never made it without the people that helped me. They helped you save money because they teach you how to do things so you don't have to ask other people to do it. So just find that mentor, find someone that can help you, and just stick with them the whole time.
Is there anybody that you'd like to thank?
Well, I like to thank my local veterinarians, my neighbors. There's so many people that have helped me. My grandma and grandpa, they taught me a lot as well. They raised Boston Terriers, so they taught me a lot on how to care for my dogs.
Congratulations on all your success, Peyton, and best of luck in your future.
Thank you so much.
For National FFA, I'm Lydia Johnson.